This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbly ourselves. I need thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just asking you right now, Lord, to look deep down in our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that's so easily beset us, we just shake it off. I just put in the seal of forgiveness, cast as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. 1 John 1:9 said that we confess our sins, He's faithful and just, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, Heavenly Father, hide me behind Calvary's cross among your sisters of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for my life tonight, Lord. As we touch and agree based on the word of God, send the two of us come in agreement and touch anything here on earth. It'll be done by Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. And Father, right now we thank you in advance for answering prayers on the request. Pray that people's hearts receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. Let the word of God go forth through the use of the internet that we'll be able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have the Bible, I'd like you to open up the book of John, the book of John, the 10th chapter, verse 27. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And the word reads, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Here in the book of Psalm 46, verse 10, it says, in the 8th clause of the verse, be still and know that I am God. The 8th clause of the verse, be still and know that I am God. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. This is the next one that I want to talk about. God is calling you to himself. Are you listening? In 2024, God is calling you to himself. Are you listening? In 2024, believers in Christ, one of the greatest hunger in the heart of mankind is to hear the voice of God. Yes, beloved, we live in a day of chaos. Everywhere there are voices speaking, telling us what to believe, how to live our lives, and how to even think. But there is only one voice as a born-again believer that we should heed to, we should be listening to. And that is God's voice. Yet God still speaks. We are reminded again that in John chapter 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Which voice are you listening to in 2024? Yes, believer in Christ, God still speaks. here in the times and the season that we are living in. He still sits high, but look low. He still sits on the throne. He neither slumber nor sleep. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. Yes, beloved, which voice are you listening to in 2024? Yes, believer in Christ, the God of the universe still speaks to people, and sometimes he does it in unusual ways. Yes, beloved, God speaks to us for a purpose and on purpose. We are the sheep of Jesus' pastor, and we must be receptive to his call. We must carefully listen to all that Jesus said and trust all that he does, even when we do not fully understand what's going on. As a child of God, you must rest in God's love. Rest in God's love and abide in his truth and obediently follow Jesus all the days of your life. The Bible says here in the book of Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, believer in Christ, God's voice is a still and quiet voice. Bible says in Psalms 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. The eighth clause of the verse. Yes, in order to hear God's voice, you must take time in your busy schedule and be still. You must take time, hallelujah, to get into his presence and wait on him. Wait to hear his voice. God gives simple, concise, short words on giving direction in your life. Yes, beloved, God purposely gives us instruction as we go along the way, moving forward in the things of God. Yes, God do not give you further instruction until you do the last thing he asks you to do. This is better to be repeated. As a believer in Christ, God do not give you further instruction until you do the last thing he asks you to do. So sometimes we want to skip over the instruction given. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, hallelujah, the B clause in the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, here we see in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 3 through 9. And the word says, and Hur, the lamp of God, went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, here am I. but thou callest me. And Eli said, I call ye not. Lie down again. And he went and laid down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, here am I, but thou didst call me. And Eli answered, I call ye not. My son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, but thou didst call me. And Eli, the chief priest, perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go, lie down. And it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. But Samuel went and lie down in his place. Here we see in the scriptures that was read that Eli at this particular time was a chief priest in the temple. But Eli had sons, and they were doing things that was contrary to the lifestyle of what they should be doing. In other words, there was sin in the camp. And here, the nation of Israel was in sin. And as the man of God of Eli being the chief priest and not bringing holy structure, confinement of the temple, and allowing his sons to do what they want to do, ungodly thing in the temple of God. God was raising up Samuel, hallelujah, a young man, under the guidance of Eli, the chief priest. But Eli knew that correction was coming. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we ought to always remember that God is a holy God, and God calls us to holiness. He calls us to a specific divine assignment for us to say and do. If we allow sin in the camp or sin in our lives and we don't deal with it, God will deal with us. And this was the case of Eli, the chief priest, because of him allowing sin in his house. It affected not just his house, his family house, but even the church house. So we must be careful, saints, in 2024, to the voice that we are listening to. Which voice are you listening to in 2024? Is it the flesh? Is it a man? Or is it God's voice? Remember what I said at the beginning. Jesus said here in the book of John 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. As a born-again believer of Christ, it is our responsibility to follow God's voice. Follow. Jesus set the example for us. When we follow the voice of God, we will be rewarded as we do God's work in faithfulness as unto the Lord. I'm reminded when in the book of Joshua, and Joshua said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. You see, child of God, even now in 2024, God uses multiple means to speak. And as a believer in Christ, you should be careful to listen to his voice. That still, small voice is speaking into our heart, our spirit, as we humble ourselves in God's presence. Yes, beloved, there are two main ways that God speaks through Scripture. First, he does it through general revelation. And the second way, he does it through special revelation. Yes, believer in Christ, general revelation explains the way that God speaks through natural means. For an example, such as the stars, nature, the sky, and created things. Yes, God is the creator of all things. When we look at Psalms 19:1, the Bible says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. We're also reminded in the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creations of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Yes, beloved, God speaks through nature and natural means, but he also speaks through special revelation. When we look at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, God speaks through his word. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the Father by the prophet, yet in these last days he spoke unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Yes, people of God, in 2024, in these days that we are living in, we do not depend on just dreams and visions in order to learn about God and his will for our lives, but rather than on God's revelation given in the scriptures. Yes, beloved, God still speaks. He's still calling us to himself. The question is, are you listening? When we look around in 2024, even through the pandemic that we went through, we was isolated to the house. We was isolated from going to fellowship with other believers. But since we've been released, coming out of isolation, we should, as much as possible, don't forsake the assembly of ourselves together so that we can be encouraged and exalted in the things of God. You see, the devotional practice of reading and absorbing the scriptures will result in memorization, reading, reciting, and responding with the intention for the mind to remember and to be renewed in spiritual growth. As the Bible says here, when Jesus was tempted of the devil in the book of Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was at his lowest point after fasting, the enemy, the devil, appeared to him and tried to tempt him to change, because Jesus was hungry then. Tempt him to turn rocks, to turn stones into bread. And Jesus didn't hesitate. He answered the devil. And he said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." So we must study to show self-approval unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, right in dividing the word of truth. Also in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, of the work, this man shall be blessed in all of his deeds." So it is vital and important for us to follow God's instruction, for us to come to him, even though we may be tore up from the flow up. God is still calling, and he's still calling people to himself in 2024. Are you listening to what he's saying? Are you taking heed to what the word of God is saying? It is God speaking. Yes, beloved, God speaks also through meditation. It means that it is done by the practice of hearing God's voice through scripture and by training the mind to apprehend and the willingness to respond in obedience to the revelation given to the person through active memorization of the word of God. You see, the word of God is quick and powerful than any two-edged sword. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, beloved, God is a good God, and he's merciful. When we look at the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3, it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Yes, the God that we serve, he also speaks, and he's calling. He's calling you to himself by prayer. Prayer is a vehicle that is needed for us, for God to communicate, to commune with us. You see, prayer refers to the practice of coming before God by speaking and having a conversation so that we and others may benefit from God's divine providence and to receive a measure of grace in order that our needs will be met and our hearts will be awakened to God's presence. Yes, we must pray. Bible says in Luke 18:1, the B clause of the verse, men ought to always pray and don't faint or lose heart. Yes, beloved, God is good and worthy to be praised. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve, he's awesome. He's awesome. And he's willing and ready to meet our each and every need. God also speaks through prayer and fasting. You see, fasting refers to most men through the practice of temporarily abstaining from certain appetites, such as food, entertainment, sexual intercourse, and medicine, for the purpose of sacrifice in order to concentrate fully on spiritual truth. Yes, it is important for us to pray. It is important for us to pray and fast. Because I'm reminded when Jesus, when a young boy was brought to the disciples and they couldn't rebuke the spirit of his life. And they came to Jesus, brought the young man to him. And the father was tore up because of seeing the condition that his son was in. Jesus didn't hesitate. Oh, no, he didn't. He just said, bring him to me. And when they brought him to him, Jesus said, come on out. And the young man was set free. He was delivered from the demon spirit. We're also reminded in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 16, it says, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites, pretenders of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But it also goes on to say in Matthew 6, verse 17 and 18, but thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appearest not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father which sees in secret, shall reward thee openly. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we follow the instruction that is given to us by God, as we do according to what it said, we will reap a reward. Because God is faithful to himself and he's faithful to his word. Again, here in 2024, God is calling you to himself. Are you listening to the instruction that has been given? In Jesus' name, we pray.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Jesus loves me for
to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
Praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. We are so thankful and grateful to everyone that is listening, those that be listening at a later date. We just thank God for you. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for those that are new that is listening tonight. In the name of Jesus, we just speak a blessing upon you and your family. We just touch and agree with you, whatever you believe in God for. In 2024, that God will come through, hallelujah, in your favor. Hallelujah. Thank God. He's a merciful God and he's a gracious God. We just appreciate the fact out of your busy schedule that you took time out, amen, to listen to the radio broadcast tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, God calls us, amen. He calls us to become the people he created us to be, and to do the things that he designed for us to do. Yet God will, are you willing to partner with him, hallelujah, with him concerning what he has asked you and preordained for you to do as you move forward in the things of God. Here the Bible says in the book of James 1:19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man or woman be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Yes, beloved, listening is not only first in life, but listening is first in following Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, beloved, first you hear the word, hear the call. And then you listen, and then you will follow as being a genuine believer in Christ. You cannot follow Jesus without listening, because listening refers to focus, attention. Listening means to pay very close attention to the instruction given, to be on alert, and to catch an expected sound. Yes, remember, in 2024, that there are many voices that are trying to get your attention. Sure, we live in a day of chaos. When we look all around us. But I stand by tonight to encourage you, to let you know that through it all, through the busy noise that we encounter each and every day, everywhere that we go, there are voices speaking, telling us what to believe in, how to live our lives, and how to even think. There is only one voice that is more important than anything else, and that is the voice of God. So listen very attentively to when God is speaking. Listen very attentively and stay focused on what it says. And just don't be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of God's word. Yes, beloved, again, while reminded in the book of John 10, verse 27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We begin this broadcast asking your question, which voice are you listening to? God's voice, your flesh voice, or man's voice? The choice is yours. Hopefully, it'll be God's voice. Yes, believer, remember God, he speaks in unusual ways, ways that we may not understand. But we must heed his voice. Because God knows best. He knows what it takes in order to keep us on the straight and narrow. God is looking for participants and not spectators in 2024. Those that are willing to go the extra miles in a journey on our Christian journey. We also must trust him in everything we say and do. Look onto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. So remember, in all thy ways, trust him, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God's voice is a still small voice, just like a whisper. But we must spend time in the Word of God in order to learn and to be attentive to God's voice. Get quiet before him. Set aside a quiet place and wait on God, because he will speak. Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, for those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, one of the greatest hunger in our hearts of mankind is to hear God's voice. God's voice, that still, small voice, speaking to our spirit, giving us direction for our lives in 2024. Yes, remember, God is calling you to himself. Are you listening? And will you obey his voice in 2024. God bless. God keep you is my prayer.
God bless you. Thank you for joining the broadcast this evening. We hope that you've gotten some information that you can use in your everyday life and help yourself and get a closer relationship with Christ. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have all of you. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, you may also write to us at 8544 West Belfort, B as in boy, E-L-L-F-O-R-T Avenue, number 715, Houston, Texas, 77071. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, or Lisa Tebow, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X, as in x-ray. Again, God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful week. And if the Lord allow, we hope to be back with you on Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.